MP44 recording length 15 minutes and 16 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 44 Open Cluster M44, and GC2632, Type D, in Cancer Beehive Cluster, Precipe M44.jpg, Right Ascension 08, 40.1, H colon M, Declination plus 19, 59, Deg colon M, Distance 0.577, Cli, Visual Brightness 3.7, Mag, Apparent Dimension 95.0, Arc Min, known to Eratos 260 BC, this famous cluster, Messier 44, Million 44, and GC2632, is also called Precipe, Latin for manger, or the beehive cluster. It is also one of the objects easily visible to the naked eye, and thus known since prehistoric times. Some ancient lore is associated with it. Greeks and Romans saw this nebula as the manger, Greek, phaeton, associated with two asses who eat from it, Asellus borealis, the northern S, Gamma CNC, spectral type A1V, mag 4.7, distance 155 li, and Asellus australis, the southern S, Delta CNC, spectrum K0III, mag 3.9, distance 155 li. Eratosthenes reported that these were the asses on which the gods Dionysos and Silenus rode into the battle against the Titans, who were frightened by the animals braying so that the gods won. As a reward, the asses were put in sky together with phaeton. Eratos, 260 BC, mentioned this object as a little mist. Hipparchus, 130 BC, included this object in his star catalog and called it little cloud, or cloudy star. Ptolemy mentions it as one of seven nebulae, he noted in his Almagest, and describes it as the nebulous Massachusetts in the breast of Cancer. According to Burnham, it appeared on Johann Bayer's chart, about 1600 AD, as Nubilum, cloudy, object. Galileo has first resolved this nebulous object, and reported the nebula called Precipe, which is not one star only, but a mass of more than 40 small stars. It was probably later seen and partly resolved in 1611 by Priest, the discoverer of the Orion Nebula, M42, and observed as a cluster by Simon Marius in 1612. Charles Messier added it to his catalog on March 4, 1769. With larger telescopes, more than 200 of the 350 stars in the cluster area have been confirmed as members by their common motion. Some others are foreground or background stars, and others may not yet have been determined. According to the new determination by ESA's astrometric satellite Hipparchos, the cluster is 577 light-years distant. Previous estimates have been at 522 light-years, and its age was estimated at about 730 million years. Curiously, both this age and the direction of proper motion of M44 coincide with that of the Hyades, another famous naked eye and longly known cluster, which however was neither included in Messier's list nor in the NGC and Ike catalogs, which is currently estimated at an age of about 790 million years. Older estimates had given, for both clusters in each case, an age of 400 and 660 million years. Probably these two clusters, although now separated by hundreds of light years, have a common origin in some great diffuse gaseous nebula which existed 700 to 800 million years ago. Consequently, also the stellar populations are similar, both containing red giants, M44 at least five of them, and some white dwarfs. M44 also contains one peculiar blue star. Among its members, there is the eclipsing binary TX Cancri, the metal line star Epsilon Cancri, and several Delta Scuti variables of magnitude 7, 8, in an early post-main sequence state. Look at our list of the brightest stars of M44. The Precipe cluster was classified by Trumpler as of class I, 2, R, according to Kenickel and Jones, as II, 2, and by the Sky Catalog 2000, and as class II, 2, R by Gertz, as mentioned in the description for the Orion Nebula M42. It is a bit unusual that Messier added the Precipe cluster, together with the Orion Nebula M42/M43 and the Pleiades M45, to his catalog, and will perhaps stay subject to speculation. Messier 44 observations and descriptions known to Eratos 260 BC. Messier, M. 44, March 4th, 1769 448H07 meters 22s, 126 D 50, 30, plus 20 D 31, 38, cluster of stars known by the name of the nebula in Cancer. The position given is that of the star C, Mimbacid for 1771, p. 451-452, first Messier catalog, at simple view with the naked eye, one sees in Cancer a considerable nebulosity. This is nothing but a cluster of many stars which one distinguishes very well with the help of telescopes, and these stars are mixed up at simple view to the unaided eye, because of their great proximity. The position in right ascension of one of the stars, which Flamsteed has designated with the letter C, reduced to March 4th, 1769, should be 126 D 50, 30, for its right ascension, and 20 D 31, 38, for its northern declination. This position is deduced from that which Flamsteed has given in his catalog, p. 458, 1769.mar4, ra, 126.50.30, dec. 20.31.38.b cluster of stars known by the name of the nebula of Cancer. The position reported is that of the star C. Messier reports to have measured the stars of the Praesepe cluster in 1785, 1790, and 1796. Eratos, 260 BC, a little mist, or a faint nebula, phenomena or phenomena, after the translation by G.R. Mayer, printed in Callimachus, Hymns and Epigrams, Lycophron and Eratus, translated by A.W. Mayer and G.R. Mayer, Low Classical Library No. 129, available online. Watch, 2, The Manger, like a faint mist in the north it plays the guide beneath Cancer, around it are born two faintly gleaming stars, not far apart nor very near but distant to the view a cubit.s length, one on the north, while the other looks towards the south. They are called the asses in the constellation Cancer, and between them is the manger. On a sudden, when all the sky is clear, the manger wholly disappears, while the stars that go on either side seem nearer drawn to one another. Not slight then is the storm with which the fields are deluged. If the manger darken and both stars remain unaltered, they herald rain. But if the ass to the north of the manger shine feebly through a faint mist, while the southern ass is gleaming bright, expect wind from the south. But if in turn the southern ass is cloudy and the northern bright, watch for the north wind. Hipparchus, 130 BC, little cloud, cloudy star, Ptolemy, about 130 AD, Almagest, number 449, the nebulous Massachusetts in the breast of Cancer, Johann Bayer, about 1600 AD, Nubilum, cloudy object, Galileo 1609, the nebula called Praesepe contains not one star only but a mass of more than 40 small stars. We have noted 36 besides the Asseli Gamma and Delta Cancri. Prisc. Probably, January 15, 1611, in this night in the sky a nebula was seen in the vicinity of Jupiter to the east, in which more than 15 stars have been counted. From G. Bigerton, 1916, Comptus Rendus, Volume 162. January-June 1916, p. 489-490, Hevelius, number 291 Praesepe, de Chaso, de Ch. Number 11, that in Cancer, commonly called Praesepe, whose position is known, Bode, Bode 20, the well-known star cluster Praesepe, Bode, 1782, from, Vorstellung der Gestirn auf XXIV Kupferfeld. Introduction to the Stars on 34 Copper Plates, 1782, Plate 16, p. 20, CNC, p. 20, number 38-42 are members of Praesepe. Positions, No, M. Ra December 38-08-27:30.6+20:32:39:6:127:39:08:30.6+20:46:46:127:46:08:31.1+20:47:41:7:127:52:08:31.8+20:18:42:C7:128:02 2008:32.1+20:30. The small cluster of stars Praesepe in Cancer is represented in the 16th plate in the upper part, to the right, by 12 of the principal stars after Flamsteed and T. Meyer, but on the 30th plate, Fig. 3, it is represented consisting of 40 stars according to the observations of De La Hire and Miroldi. Plate XXX, P. 38, Fig. 3, the well-known star cluster in Cancer, the Praesepe or manger with 40 stars visible through telescopes projected after Miroldi and De La Hire. Caroline Herschel, January 23, 1783. Observed it. John Herschel, 1833. H517 = Praesepe. Sweep 333. March 14, 1831. Ra 8 h 30 m 25.1 s. NPD 69D 26.23 1830.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. Praesepe Cancri, M44. Is so very loose and straggling that it would only be noticed as a region rich in L large, bright, stars. So also described in sweeps 59 and 63. Sweep 59 was on February 24, 1827. Sweep 63 on March 25, 1827. Smythe, CCCXVI 316, M44, CCCXVI 44 million Cancri. R8H31m02s, Dec N20D29.7 mean epoch of observation, 1831.19 March 1831, position 331D.0, W4, distance 150.0, W2, a wide double star in the well-known cluster Praesepe, on the crab's body, enrolled by Messier on his celebrated list of 103, in 1769. A mag, 6.5, and B7.5, both white, being the SF South following, say, extreme of a wavy line represented by 9 small stars. The Praesepe, metamorphically rendered Beehive, is an aggregation of small stars which has long borne the name of a nebula, its components not being separately distinguishable by the naked eye. Indeed, before the invention of the telescope, it was the only recognized one, for though that in Andromeda must have been seen, it attracted but little notice till the days of Simon Marius, in 1612, whereas the Praesepe in Cancer engaged very early speculation, inasmuch that both Aratus and Theophrastus tell us, that its dimness and disappearance during the progressive condensation of the atmosphere, were regarded as the first sign of approaching rain. The group is rather scanty in number, but splendid from the comparative magnitude of its constituents, which renders it a capital object for trying the light of a telescope. Yet Galileo discovered 36 small stars, when it was supposed that there were only 3 nebulous stars, which emitted the peculiar light. The Praesepe was called by the Arabians Al-Malaf, a stall or den, and also Al-Nathra, the fissure between the lion's whiskers, a district which formed the 20th lunar mansion. See Epsilon Cancri Smythes No CCCXXXIII. 333, an occult line projected from Spica under Regulus, and about 22 degbe on the latter, run through Praesepe, or it may be found by a ray from the Pleiades being brought midway between Procyon and Castor, which will pass over Epsilon, in Castor's knee, the line from Castor through Pollux, and continued about 3 times the distance between them, also reaches this remarkable cluster. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 1681 GC 1681 = H517 = M44 Right H 32 meters 9.0s NPD 69D 32 36.2 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. Praesepe Cancri 3 observations by W. N. J. Herschel, Dreyer, and GC 2632. And GC 2632 = GC 1681 = H517. Hipparchus, M44, right H32 meters, NPD 69D 32 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. Praesepe Cancri equals M44. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL. Lichobs, Number 13, Part 1, P9, 42, and GC2632, RA equals 834, DEC equals plus 20, Praseep cluster, stars not nebulous with an exposure of 2H14SN, content car as IFSEDS, students for the exploration and development of space, accessed September 21, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, quick and dirty complied by john-morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.